You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. I got just my mic. Just my mic there, you know. In the real world, you give you a big mic. Anyway, we got a special guest. We got Lee Merriweather.
Yay!
Lee Merriweather.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Bat lady.
No, Catwoman.
Catwoman. I always think of, you know,
with Julie Newmar.
That was Yvonne Craig. Mm-hmm. You know, Batwoman was Yvonne Craig.
Batgirl.
Batgirl. See, you got all.
Those days it was still girls.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Did you enjoy that role? Playing?
Oh, I loved playing it. It was a golden opportunity for me because I worked with Cesar Romero, Frank Gorshin,
Cesar Romero, how fabulous and romantic.
Oh, he was heaven. Oh, he was heaven. Yeah. Well, they all were.
Yeah.
And
Adam West.
Adam
West.
and Burt Ward and did I say Burgess Meredith?
No, you didn't. No. Yeah, Burgess Meredith. The Penguin.
Oh, he was. I learned so much from those gentlemen. I really did.
Oh, really?
I was very fortunate to be able to work with him, you know, in close quarters and making the film, the 66 movie, the Batman movie. And I learned a great deal. I mean, just deportment on the set. And taking time to work on bits and pieces of what you're going to do. And I watched them work all the time. I mean, there was a Burgess worked with the long stemmed
cigarette holder.
Yeah.
And then he practiced it over and over and over so that it would, we were in the submarine and he'd say, run silent. Run deep, but when it came to deep, he wanted it to dip, you know?
Yes, right? Yeah.
And he worked on that, I think, maybe 15, 20 minutes mm-hmm. just to get it right.
Yeah.
And that kind of dedication to, you know.
And then he went further to Rocky. Then he did Rocky.
Oh, yes.
And then he did Rocky after that. And then that was his last film with Sylvester Stallone. So anyway, we're very happy to have you here again.
Thank you.
On Cameron Sports and Life. And then you have a wonderful play called Love Letters to save, well, save date, we know. Save the, it's called Love Letters, right?
Well, it's...
Is it all one? All one?
They've stolen a title from, from someone. I have done the play Love Letters with Beau Bridges at Theater West years and years ago, but this is it's a very nice.
Well, let me speak to that. It's called Love Letters to Lee Merriweather. So we didn't totally take it, and it's an evening of tribute just to Lee, because Lee has been involved with Theater West from almost the inception, almost 55 years, and it's our 55th anniversary. So we could think of nobody greater that we wanted to honor but Lee, because she's performed in many shows, and she's one of the most gracious human beings on the face of the earth.
Very elegant.
And another lady that we've had here, she passed away. She was in the old Archie Bunker. You met Betty Garrett.
Betty
was here. Betty was.
We miss Betty. Betty ran our musical comedy workshop, part of the West, and she was a magnificent woman and so gifted to be able to teach all of us in varying sizes and shapes enough education to try to teach us to dance, sing, and perform. And she was just wonderful. She just was the best ever.
You guys worked together in a play, did you? A couple of plays.
Yes.
Over there. Mm-hmm. And I think one they said, when I see Betty Garrett, even in All the Family, when she put that role, the neighbor,
She
it was interesting.
Brilliant. She was a brilliant woman.
Lee, may I ask you something?
Yes.
It was about my friend Ernesto Macias, Eric Mason. Can you tell me a little bit about anything, if you remember him working with Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Oh, my goodness. What I had quite a bit of difficulty when I worked on Man from U.N.C.L.E. because I had to... I was one of the egrets, or I was a character that was a part bird, oh. But I wasn't. I mean, that was my title. But I had to work a pen that would homogenize a person's brain. If I just stuck it right to
that's
it.
That's spying more for you.
And I had to do it, but I had to do it in front of me, and it was, and it exploded.
Oh.
In the plastic form of a head, you know, and I did it, I think, three times, and they were very gracious and very kind. It'll be all right. We'll fix it in post.
That's awesome. The effects that you guys had. Hmm? The effects, the special effects.
Oh, yes, special effects. Oh, that, it was scary because it did. It proceeded to shatter, and I don't think it was
right.
Supposed to shatter.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The little things you doubled over
hear
and
about
came up again.
Productions. Little things that go beyond.
Man from Uncle just came out in the movies again not too long ago. Was it last year or the year before?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, year before. A year before.
I think it was the year before last.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations from the beginning. You're the original.
Yeah.
She was the original in a lot of the stuff out there. And then Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones was
seven and a half years with that lovely, lovely man.
Oh, yeah.
He was just a dear. From the word go. I mean, he was a gentleman, he was funny, he was witty, he was even dancing. And we had one day, our director was Gene Nelson, and the two of them started talking about dancing. We had to break for dinner, because the day was long, and they were talking, well, do you remember Bojangles and blah, 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 and they were all talking about famous dancers. And then they got up off out of the chairs and started dancing, and he said, "Do you remember how so and so does this?" And da da da. And they were both dancing, and they said, "Oh, come on, let's finish dinner," and sat down. And I thought, "Oh, if only we had not turned on the camera."
Yeah.
Yes.
And as I thought of it, I looked over to the cameraman. And he said, "I didn't, you know, sign language with me. I didn't get it. I tried to get it, and I didn't get it.
Well,
we couldn't ask them to do it again."
Well, you know what's interesting about Buddy Epstein, because you know I know the daughter real well.
Yes,
we're going to have her soon. Bonnie. Hopefully, in a month she'll be here.
Okay, good.
Form. Yeah, we're getting different celebrities.
Last name's Epstein.
Last name's Buddy Epstein.
Epstein. Oh, Epstein. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was on, what was the show before? You name it? Beverly Hillbillies.
That's right.
He played Jed.
Jed Clampett.
Oh, my.
Yes.
He played Jed. In fact, they showed on a channel called COZI.
Really, Cozy?
Yeah. So if you're not getting residuals, COZI has it. And they showed Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. And you know, they showed Barnaby Jones.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I guess, and they're having, I want to see the Paramount channel. Mm-hmm. They're starting to show the older
shows.
Those were the best
That's
shows.
That's a crime syndicate show. That's a crime show.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of spying. You know, there's a lot of real guys and real actors involved. Did you ever come across any real, any real spy characters in your life? Did you?
You mean official?
Official, yes.
No.
No.
Well, wasn't the guy from that one game show where they used the hook to get people off? They try to do a revision one. He wrote a book saying how he was actually a CIA operative.
The Gong Show.
The Gong Show.
The Gong Show.
Thank you. Yes.
My brain.
Mm-hmm. No.
Allegedly. We got to say allegedly.
Yes. Well, I do have a question. You worked with Bill Bixby.
Yes, I did.
From the time I was a very little girl, he was on a TV show called Bringing Up Buddy, where he was being raised by his four maiden aunts with names. And
no, that was my husband was Frank Arletta. Okay. And he worked on that show.
Frank Arletta.
It wasn't, but it wasn't.
Bill Bixby wasn't on that show?
No, Frank Arletta.
Bringing Up Buddy? Oh, really? Oh, well, that got messed up in my brain, didn't
it? We got you.
I thought
that's Frank's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bringing Up Buddy.
They're my neighbors because I live Granada Hills. You know, yep. No one.
Mm-hmm.
We,
yeah.
I used to see you walk. Isn't that funny? And your daughters and everything. So we're kind of neighbors because as I go back, that's where I grew up.
What about Errol Flynn? Are you a big fan of Errol Flynn? He's a bad boy, but I love him. I read his bio, and he's a pretty cool man.
I loved any movie that he did.
Robin Hood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The
Robin
best.
Hood.
He was the
Merry
Robin
Men.
Hood, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there were any number of roles he played. He was a wonderful actor.
I think they said they thought he was a spy, a communist, a Russian spy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, now, we just do a radio show. We don't know. We don't know that. Now, I'm going to talk about her dad, Frank O'Leary. I just saw him. I want to say, was he in Hogan's Heroes? He was in Hogan's Heroes. In fact, if you ever see the movie about Bob Crane, they had that episode, Frank O'Leary. Very interesting.
Oh,
because that was where he was thinking about, you know, his career was going haywire. Mm. Robert Crane.
Yeah.
And he was an announcer on KNX.
Yes.
He was an announcer that became a TV star.
Oh.
In those days, you remember? But her father, all the different films. Was he in Land of the Giant? Land of the Giant?
I was in Land.
You're in
the
Land of the Giant. Remember Land of the Giant?
Yes, I remember Land of the Giant.
Frank had he did Star Trek. No, wait a minute.
Was it Star Trek?
What was the other? Isn't that wild? It's been so long.
Now, I was going to say, how did you guys meet? How did you and Frank allow to meet?
Outer Limits.
On the Outer Limits.
Because you're from here. It was Frank O'Leary from out here? Was he a Californian?
No. Frank was born in New England.
Okay.
Back east, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been so long.
Exactly.
That's all right. Yeah, we just remember. Because how did he catch your eye? Because you had... She was a very pretty woman, still is pretty.
Miss America.
Miss America.
1955, right? Miss America, 1955.
The grace
right.
and the movement. I, you know, remember watching those shows as a young girl, and it was just so lovely to see the women up there and speaking intelligently, and, you know, getting scholarships to go on to do things was a good thing.
Oh,
in
yes.
my youth.
It's continued yeah. on, mm-hmm. and hopefully will continue
yeah.
to into many, many years ahead.
Mm-hmm.
As there have been so many women helped by the scholarships
mm-hmm.
who were able to continue with their educations.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful organization.
Mm-hmm.
Great gals.
And look who they brought. Lee America
yeah.
was part of the Miss America. And who sang the song? Here she
Miss
comes. America.
Actually, the first man who sang it was Johnny Desmond.
Oh, really?
And he sang it to me on a TV show that I was starring in as Miss America. I got a job on the NBC Network's show of, my memory.
Young and the Restless? No, it wasn't.
No.
Not that one. You're not talking about
that. No.
This was
okay.
Live.
Oh, okay.
Live. And he sang, I was a Miss America who ran away to go back home because I wasn't happy being a Miss America contestant, but he sang that song to me on that show, and then of course Burt Parks was our major singer though
mm-hmm.
of that Bernie Wayne number. Bernie Wayne wrote "There She Is, Miss America."
I wish you would bring that back. Someone who you know mm-hmm. had that flair like that. Desmond, I wish they'd bring back. Now, tell us about your acting career in the sense of you've done so many things. What was your first show?
Actually, it was the Philco Television Playhouse. That was the
oh, really?
First on air that I ever did. I was 19, and I knew nothing. But I worked very hard. I worked with Mary Astor on one of the shows. I did two of them. So that was nice. Philco was a sponsor of the Miss America pageant thing. And so I had sort of a nice entry into business because of that.
Now, did you do that because you wanted to get into entertainment, or did you have another reason that pushed you in that direction?
I would never have entered a pageant. I grew up skinny, awkward, gawky, and I was entered by a fraternity.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know about it until one day I was in college. And I was going to, I had gotten a whole bunch of albums to for a radio play that I had to, that was my final. And I had to write, produce, direct, and do the music.
Right.
Line up the music for the show. Mm. And it was, what did I call it? I can't remember. It was something about, Isle of Death.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it was Death Row. And these fellows were playing. I mean, I got kids to act.
You got them all in the front line.
And but I had to work the albums. I mean, the music, mm-hmm. The vinyls, and I had to put it down right on the line. And I wanted to get in there to work on it. And the fellow Jerry Dexter, who used to work here a lot in Los Angeles, he was in my radio class. And he saw the albums, and he looked at it, he said, "Oh, you're not going to do a record pantomime, are you?" And I said, "What?" And he said, what are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, you're not, I mean, for the Miss San Francisco pageant, you're not going to do that." I said, "What are you talking about?"
Surprise!
What? And that's Surprise. How it came out. And he said, Yeah, a fraternity nominated me. And I said, "Do I have to?" And he said, "Yeah, I think so." And I said, so he said, "You better check with the Dean of Women upstairs." And so I did. I checked with her, and she said, "Yes, Lee, they nominated you." And I said, "Well, what am I supposed to do?" And she said, "Well, I suggest you call your family first before you do anything
else."
And so I did. My mother answered the phone, and she said, "Oh, call your father. Ask him." So I called my father, and he said, "Oh, you really? Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Miss San Francisco pageant? Where are you?" And I told him, and he said, "Give me the number there. I'll call you back. And so I waited, and he called me back, and my dean of women said, "It's your father." And so I listened, and he said, "Well, it's all on the up and up now."
Oh, what a good daddy.
Because he had heard about this fellow, I guess, maybe years before. Mm-hmm. It had been rather
dicey.
Very dicey. Mm. And so... he said, no, the Junior Chamber of Commerce is running it now, and they'll do a good job. And I said, "Well, do I really have to?" And he said, "Well, yes. And I said, "Well, what should I do? And he said, "Well, today, they told me that today is the last day for auditions."
And
"Today?" And I said, "I don't know what to do." And he said, "Well, I heard you doing Shakespeare."
Oh, that's always good.
And I said, "Oh, but that Tybalt Shroud speech from Romeo and Juliet, I keep going up in that one place." And he said, "Well, work on it while you're going downtown to
do
audition."
It. Yeah, yeah.
And so I did, and I just, and I kept not doing it right, to my ear anyway. And I said, "Oh, I'm gonna." And then I get there, and I thought, I was just going to say, I won't be able to audition. I'm not really prepared. And the woman said, "I think you really should." Mm. Uh-huh. And so I said, "Well, I'm she said, sit over there. There are several girls waiting to they've been here for a while. And so I listened to them, each one as they went in. One sang Une Belle Dee from Madame Butterfly beautifully. And then I heard it was a ballet. And the woman had left her desk, and so I went up my peek through a crack in the door, and the girl had full wings and was doing
how lovely,
beautiful ballet. Yeah.
Lovely.
And I thought, oh, I won't be able to do this. I shouldn't do this because I keep going up in the lyrics. I'm not the lyrics, but the piece that I had chosen to do. And then she came back and she said, you're next. I went, oh,
boy.
Please, dear Lord, please, please, please help me, help me, help me. And I walked in, and all of a sudden, I looked at them and I said, I was going to do something from Shakespeare, but I... and all of a sudden, it just happened. I thought, I did a play in high school.
Oh, huh?
My senior year. And I played an 80-year-old mother lamenting the loss of her last son to the sea. Oh. It's John Millington Synge's play, Love Riders to the Sea. And I said, I'll begin now. And I said, silent prayer, please, Lord. Give it to me, please, please, please. Let me have the first. And I did. It came right to me.
Excellent.
Hand me the holy water, Nora. And it isn't that I haven't prayed for you, Bartley. It isn't that I haven't said prayers in the dark night. You wouldn't know what I'd be saying. But it's a great rest. I'll have now. Mm-hmm. And then I went on, and I kept remembering it. And it had been blazed into my head from the time I was a senior in high school. But this was 3 years, or no, 2 years before. And so I finished, I made the sign of the cross again, and I said, thank you very much. And I left. And I thought, well, at least I tried.
You still have it. You still That's amazing.
And as luck would have it, I had a week later, I got a letter saying I was one of the 16 semifinalists in the Miss San Francisco pageant.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy! Wow!
Wow!
What a cool drop!
Huh? Yeah,
like, it's interesting. How you don't hear this on moved into
terrestrial radio. We hear it on LA Talk Radio. By the way, we have wonderful actress Lee Merriweather on. Maybe you want to talk to her. We take phone calls.
Sure.
It's 323-203-0815. We're all over the world, as they say. So 323-203-0815. Wonderful opportunity. They're going to have a wonderful get-together or play.
When is it?
Love Letters to Merriweather, February 10th. And it'll be at the Theater West. And we're going to talk about Theater West after this. Theater West, by the way, get tickets. You go to theaterwest.org.
Yes.
And the phone number 323-851-4839.
Yes, and if they want to find out more details about the surprises that are coming, they can go to the Theater West Facebook page or to Betty West, which is another Facebook page.
Okay, and then there'll be a few celebrities coming out. All right?
Shh.
You can't say anything. Can't say nothing.
She knows it's happening, but she doesn't know what is happening.
She doesn't know what's going on there.
No, it's going to be a spectacular
evening. By the way, now you say it's $55, not include the food and refreshments?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then that'll be Saturday, February 10th, so it's pretty soon. You better get your tickets.
Yeah, there's not a lot left, so if they're thinking about coming, go online, order that ticket.
Yeah. It's a one-time event. It's a special event, and you know, because you have a founder of this great Theater West, you know, Lee Merriweather, then of course Betty Garrett. And every time I've gone there, you know, in place, it's a very comfortable way to see the theater.
Oh yes.
So what got you into Theater West? Who was the one that said, "Come on board, get in Theater West"?
Actually, Kurt Conway was the teacher that I had in New York. when I was on the Today Show, I searched after I finished my job every day. I went to different acting classes, studied with Lee Strasberg. I studied all over, trying to learn the business. And I was lucky because Kurt moved to Los Angeles and took over the running of Theater West. And so I just happened to be in a play up the block from where they were having lunch. It was Betty Garrett, Kurt Conway, and several other members of Theater West were eating. And I moved, and I saw Betty Garrett, and I recognized her. And then I turned and I went, Kurt! because he was one of my teachers in New York. And I said, what are you doing here? Are you working here? And he said, I'm going to be in charge of Theater West. Would you like to be a member? I said, yes, whatever. I'd love it. I'd love it. And so I was introduced around the table. And that was the beginning of my umpteen years at Theater West.
And what's cool about Theater West, so the people that have never been, it's like almost back to East Theater to Los Angeles, because it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. You go there, you feel like you've been to the theater, right?
Exactly.
And when people go there, they come out, you like to see people's eyes afterwards, after the performance.
Yeah.
And everyone I've talked to and I've done interviews, people are very satisfied. They're very happy because it brings back what theater's all about.
Live really theater, does. Live performances are just go right to your soul.
Right.
Because it's an old form, and it's really part of who we are as human beings to have that kind of performance. Mm-hmm. That you there's some, you know, you miss it. You don't get that same feeling when you see movies. Or television, but when you're there live, and children especially, when they see live theater, it is mind-boggling to them. It really captures their imagination and broadens the world.
And we have a wonderful children's theater.
Do you?
Yeah. It's called Storybook Theater. It's every theater. Saturday.
Yes.
And they also have schools visits that they go to, and children are brought on stage and they interact, and it's literally changing children's lives.
Yes.
Oh, I bet.
Is it a mid-sized theater, or is it?
It's 150 seats.
Oh, it's a mid-sized theater then, right? Yeah, that's great. That's a great experience to be up there.
Oh, it is.
But I have to tell you, when we hear, don't we get excited when we hear these kind of remarks that what we're pouring in out of Theater West for the people that are coming, this is what we like to hear. We're in it because we love to give to the audiences and the people and have them feel and laugh. And she's been doing it longer than any of us. She's our model.
She's your role model.
She is.
But you know what's funny? When I saw Betty Garrett in her play, and I saw Lee Merriweather. When you go there, you know, it just felt so good. The play was, I forgot the name of the play, but I was there covering it. And I'll tell you, it was the quickest time I ever spent.
Did you see Spoon River Anthology?
I think I did.
And did you see the women of Spoon River that she did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I was going, I was covering for one of the periodicals. And you got to get a report in and everything.
Oh.
And I enjoyed it. And then I met other people that do the same thing, and they go, yeah, what do you think of the play? What do you think of the play? You know? But it was really good. Now, one other thing I was going to mention, we talked about the Batman series, the Catwoman series. We also want to talk about Lee Met Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this Marshall.
Marshall Borden is my husband.
My latest
husband. Yes. We met in a play Texas, and we were doing a play called, that's terrible. It just went right out of my head.
Were you in Gaslight? Was it Gaslight?
Gaslight, thank you. Yes.
It's all right. I just have his cheat sheet.
I should have looked at that first.
Oh, no. You know what's funny? When you look on the internet, the first thing that came up, you had so many nice things. So you can look, you can find that information. Mm-hmm. That came up.
Oh,
so you did
good.
You did Gaslight.
Gaslight.
Oh, what a good play.
Michael Allinson was in it, and my oldest daughter, Kyle, was in it.
Uh-huh.
And we then there was Marshall saving the day, and it was a lot of fun. And we had it was gradual.
Okay.
Gradual.
What was your most moving role? Did you know, like Cassandra was saying, we feel different when we go to the theaters, and I do too. I feel like I'm more emotional when I watch a play being performed, mm-hmm. And I cry for a role someone plays, and the emotion mm-hmm. and the context and the culture or history.
Yeah,
what's your favorite role? What's the most emotional, or do you think what's the most emotional play for your audience?
Well, there have been so many plays mm-hmm. that I just thoroughly became mesmerized by the performers. But I know what you mean by the film. It's different, but you just have to let yourself go and just watch. I love this, the movie we just saw, Water.
The Shape of Water. Shape of Water. Haven't seen that yet.
Fantastic.
Is it really good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's getting 13 nominations.
And there's so many films.
Lee, what was it like to work with Rock Hudson?
I was just going to get to that. You were his pregnant wife.
Yes, I was.
And what was that? What was it called? Oh, An Angel in My Pocket.
The Rock Hudson was Undefeated.
Undefeated.
The Undefeated.
Oh, Undefeated. Sorry,
yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Yes, and I was, we were in New Orleans, and we were in Durango, Mexico, and we were somewhere else where we filmed as well.
You know, there's gold in the hills of Durango.
Yeah. And scorpions.
No.
In Durango, it is. It's the land of scorpions and penguins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
But we did have a good time. And I loved Rocky. He was playing his wife was a joy. And we danced. When we were relaxing, and we were able to have little parties once a week in Durango.
Nice.
And had a wonderful time. He was a very dear gentleman. He was really sweet, very nice.
Those parties, were they hosted at his home?
No, they were. They had a kind of a place where we could eat. Oh, and he was responsible for us to have safe eating areas. Because the wind was so whipping around us when we were eating food, and it would be covered with dust. And we also had close to 100 horses. And you can imagine
the smell.
Yeah. That were what the dust was.
That's what it was.
And he was responsible. He got 20th Century Fox too, saying, "Yes, we have to have a place to eat that's secure.
Wow,
and yeah, contaminated
a whole cost proposal all the way down to the bottom line for you guys.
Oh yes,
wow,
he really did.
Good for him.
Everything.
Way to go.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. He really. Dear nice man.
What's your order? Did you have any demands ever? Do you make demands when you're an actress and you are touring? Do you say, I have to have this or that in my room?
Oh, no.
No?
That's a new manifestation.
This lady never demands anything. She's the kindest, most professional person you'd ever want to work with. She doesn't know that word, demand.
Thank you.
Because she's doing her craft. She's doing her art. She's not buying her own PR.
Yeah.
You know, you're still being a person. And that's why being a person is why you can, I think, be successful in theater. Because you go in and you just take on the new persona and you can leave the other. But if your other is too loaded with all kinds of egomaniacal things, it does affect your performances.
Being a free spirit helps a lot in this industry. Somehow, some way it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Being a free spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, if you
can. Talk about Richard Dreyfuss, because we've had him.
Oh.
Or we had Richard.
Tell
us about Richard Dreyfuss.
He is such a dear. He is a good guy. And we've... We've worked together in a musical, believe it or not.
Did you?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Richard Dreyfuss in a musical.
he did a movie about where he was a band leader, head of the band.
I like your No Evil, See No Evil.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't see it.
What, he was blind or deaf? He was with he's blind or
no,
deaf?
No, his son was born deaf, and he was a high school band leader.
Oh, right. Yes.
And I can't think of the name of it right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant film. He was brilliant.
Oh,
in
yes. He's a wonderful
that was
actor.
A heavy role. So tell us about Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker.
Oh, Carol O'Connor.
Carol and I.
Very good, wonderful actor.
Yes, and I was lucky enough to be cast in his play that he wrote, The Women of...
Lia Clare?
No, that was
I know it is. It's called,
The Women of...
Ladies of Hanover Towers.
Yes, Ladies of Hanover
Towers. I'm telling you, without that script. where I go without that script.
Ladies of Hanover
Towers. Because, you know, Carol O'Connor in those days had a restaurant called The Ginger Man.
Oh, over in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
I remember.
And I got to see Dean Martin.
Oh,
days.
Boy. Oh.
He would hang out there. Mm-hmm. And Carol O'Connor was a very warm person, as you probably know.
Oh, yeah.
And his restaurant, he would talk about the days of acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, and I used to see him, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis would walk in. Mm-hmm. It was a comfortable place to go, you know?
Uh-huh.
But how was it? Now you worked with Carol O'Connor. Tell us a little about him.
Oh, he was delightful. He was a director as well as having written the play.
Oh, really?
And it was very intricate, too.
Uh-huh.
And it was, we did it at UCLA in the big theater. And it was really wonderful, wonderful play. And I think it got good reviews. I don't remember.
That's all right.
Was
we
that
got
in
a
Los Angeles.
Cheat.
That was in Los Angeles?
Uh-huh.
At
UCLA.
Ask Lee when she worked with Bob Eubanks.
I
didn't know this until putting this event together, this little secret about her. So tell them when you work with Bob Eubanks. Do you remember?
The
dating game.
Nope. Christmas parade.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I remember him.
Oh.
Those are two big roles of his.
I think three years.
Wow.
Of the Christmas parade.
Wasn't it called the Hollywood Candy Cane Parade or something?
Yes, it's Candyland or whatever. Yeah. However they chose to call it that time. I know I did three of them, and I did one New Year's Day.
Right.
The Rose Parade.
Rose Parade. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I did that too.
In those days, they had
cold, so cold. Oh my. Goodness.
Really? In Pasadena, it was the cold top one?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It really was the one I did.
Uh-huh.
Now, the lady from Vaughn's used to do that also, the spokeswoman for Vaughn's?
Oh, yeah. She just, I think last year, the year before was the
Stephanie
last one.
Stephanie
Edwards. Yes, Stephanie did.
She's done that for a long time.
Oh, she did.
That's changed now. There's somebody new doing it this year.
I was going to bring up something that was very interesting. You did The Odd Couple.
Yes, I did.
You did the female edition of The Odd Couple, because you don't hear about it. They tried to rerun The Odd Couple. Was it a year ago? It didn't do so good.
Oh.
Maybe there wasn't talent. I would like to see two females do The Odd Couple.
Yes,
it works.
It really does.
It's very funny and it was written, you know, so wittily,
right?
You can't go wrong.
So she likes that Neil Simon guy.
Neil Simon.
Yeah, he was a wonderful playwright.
Brilliant man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and very nice too.
Yeah,
I met him on the street just by accident. He didn't. It was before I played in the play, and I told him. I said, "It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry. I'm." I told him my name, and I said, I'm an actress, and I just hope that someday I'll get to work in one of your plays. And he said, well, I hope you do, too. And then he walked off. He didn't offer to help me or anything like that, but it was nice of him.
You work with people like Van Johnson. Names I grew up with.
Van Johnson. I saw him one day at the airport, LaGuardia. We were taking the same flight. And he was talking to Little Richard, which was like, I just sat there mesmerized by seeing these two icons interacting. It was like live theater for me, just sitting there watching it. Yeah.
He was very handsome. Such a nice man to work with. Really good. And it was a murder mystery.
Mm. Oh, like everything. Oh, I saw you worked with Angela Lansbury, and I watched all of her shows. Awesome. Murder, She Wrote. You look like the total typification of someone who played in that show.
I was evil.
You were.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, la, la.
Well, Andy Griffin rings a bell too. Matlock, come on.
I held a gun.
You did.
On Angela.
Wow. Oh no.
Oh, yeah.
She better watch out.
She's tough lady. Tough lady here.
Weren't you evil in Mannix also?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mannix was.
Oh yeah.
So Andy Griffin, I love Matlock too. I watched that with my grandmother. And you and Andy Griffin have a history in television too, right?
Yes. Well, we did a film together too.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah. I played his wife, pregnant, out to here, and we were. He was a minister in a church, and the church burns down, and it's and all that. But it was really a wonderful movie.
I just got a short clip of what an idea of that show might have been like. Often we have the Comic-Con coming from all across the country. Mm-hmm. I was just in Maryland when it was happening in Baltimore not too long ago. Are you going to plan on any Comic-Con appearances?
I hope so. Mm-hmm.
That's huge in Los Angeles. We have cosplay
all the time. Yeah. I love it. Love watching when in July, because it's usually around July 4th, they show up downtown and you see all the young people in their costumes. Mm-hmm. It's very fun. It's very delightful. I went one year and bought little kitty cat ears, and I was walking around. I was the only adult woman without a small adolescent boy.
Yeah, but you're the Catwoman. You can really dress like Catwoman.
Yeah.
you're stealing my thunder.
Oh.
I wear the
kitty cat ears. That's right.
Sure.
Well, like maybe that's the influence has like bled through, so I had to get ears and walk around like that.
We got a question from our email.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you ever perform with Frank Sinatra?
No.
No, she didn't.
I would have given anything. I did sit at a table where he was sitting with three or four other people. I don't know how I came to be there, but I just remember being fascinated. They all smoked, I think.
Yeah, in those days.
It was his, he squeezed the top of a matchbook, carrying matches, and he was flicking it, and it then became a spinner.
Oh.
You know?
Isn't that funny?
That's all I remember about
him. Oh, wow. He made his own
spinner.
Sounds
like a little pastime.
He was just a very pleasant to listen to. He wasn't really talking to me, but he was talking to everybody else. I just happened to be sitting. I don't know how I got there. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything about it except he was there, and he was doing that and twirling it. And it's like,
was that in Las Vegas?
And then doing this.
No, here. I think it was here.
Like that. Mm. No, it was in. I think it was in New Jersey.
I think so. What a small world.
He's from there.
Yeah, that's
from
there. Hoboken.
Hoboken, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Nonsense. Yeah. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Are there any? Let me ask you a question. Are there anything that you would like to perform, any like new plays or that you would like to do now, other than one you're doing on yourself?
This is not a play.
I mean, down the future, is there something?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to working on a play at Theater West soon, hopefully.
Okay. So, would you sing us something? Do you have time to sing us a little something? Do you sing still? Oh, just oh, no? No? Oh, no! You have such a beautiful voice. That's why I asked. Sorry.
I don't think people realize how many musicals that Lee has done.
I have done.
You've done Once Upon a Mattress, mm-hmm. King and I, with George Chakiris.
Yeah.
Nonsense, the mm-hmm. original Nonsense. Why don't you tell them about the original Nonsense tour with Betty Garrett?
Oh, that was such fun.
And Yolanda Love, right? And Georgia Engel. Darling?
Darling
mm-hmm.
Love.
Darling Love.
Way to go.
Getting to do musicals was uh-huh. such fun. It really was.
Mm.
And we had a six-month tour of Nonsense.
Okay. Have my little questions.
Really fabulous. And we had a bus and truck kind of tour. But the bus was fantastic.
What sister did you play?
Robert Ann.
Okay. Was she the dingy one? Sorry.
Yeah, well, no, she's
the one with amnesia?
She's the kind of bossy one.
Oh, okay.
She's kind of, yeah, she's in charge, sort of. So, but it was fun. It was fun. I loved doing it. Mm.
And George Chakiris, The King and I, what was that like?
Oh.
Oh, boy, The King and I.
I have one wonderful memory. I mean, because the show was so beautifully staged, and the costumes were gorgeous, and the settings. The Long Beach Civic Light Opera did it, and oh my dear, it was heaven. It was heaven. And to work with George, who's a gentleman to the core, and he was just fantastic. And dancing with him, when we were in
Shall
rehearsal,
we dance? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dancing, and I'm dancing around, and I say, and I'm teaching him because, you know, right. he's the king, and he kind of goes plop, 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 but then I'm supposed to get him into this waltz thing, and I was going around, and he was doing, we were doing it, and I said, I'm teaching George Chakiris to dance. Because, of course, he was a wonderful dancer, had been, you know, in a lot of musicals. So
that's a good history to know. George Chakiris' name in The King and I. I'll take that with me.
Yeah.
Yul Brynner was, you know, mm-hmm. Yul Brynner was like such a presence mm-hmm. in that.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. Also, it says here that you were performing with Kay Ballard.
Yes, Kay was...
What a wonderful comedian. People out there say, who is she?
Yeah.
She was a comedian in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Used to do a lot of the comedy shows. She was a comedic mm-hmm. actress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
Tell us about your tour.
The tour was a six-month tour.
Oh, wow.
And we had a wonderful van, and we had beds that we could sleep in if we wanted to, not have to sit up all the time to go... They had little television sets up above on the heads, and we could watch television, and it was the best ever.
Was it off Broadway? This tour just off Broadway?
No, it was in every city that we played. We played in the large house, the mm-hmm. large show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we were in, I think somebody said it was 25 cities.
Mm, wow, 6
mm-hmm.
months.
Yeah.
Well, you were Georgia Engel, who people know from Ted Knight's Wife,
the
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
She is so adorable.
Yeah,
she is. And she's a fantastic dancer. And so it was just, at one point, I got off on a misstep, and she saved me. she held me up at the one point, and I thanked her, and she said, try to do it someplace else if you're going to fall.
That's that story to tell.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that story.
She's
cool.
Didn't you do a love boat mm-hmm. with Ted Lang and Bernie Capel?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
I grew up watching that on the sitcom, The Love Boat.
Oh, everybody watched. Yeah, that was like ritual. It's time. The whole family would gather to watch Love Boat.
And the captain.
It was a good
one. I met him, mm-hmm. the captain, it was about 3 years ago. His wife has a problem, you know, out in Orange County. But I went to come see him, and his whole family came in. And he was just one. He talked about Mary Tyler Moore Show,
mm-hmm.
yeah, Gavin McLeod.
Yes,
what a performer! And those days, the people were so talented. Like you know, we talk about Carol Burnett. Oh. She's had her special.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was just phenomenal.
That was wonderful to watch.
Oh, wow. Fabulous, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a phenomenal special. And Carol Burnett could still dance.
She sure can.
Yeah.
She can dance.
She can do anything.
Oh, okay. And then one last thing, Darlene Love.
Oh, Darlene, yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys worked in that same.
She was a
wonderful singer.
Fabulous, and needed. We needed her voice.
I bet.
When we were singing, yeah. Oh yes, Darlene is just adorable. Mm.
And what I was going to say is, if people want to get her albums, you know, all the stuff that she's created, they can get it on. They can buy it through Amazon.
Are you talking about Darlene Love?
No.
Lee Merriweather.
Oh, I haven't made it.
You
haven't
Lee Merriweather stuff that she's done?
No, she's
films.
Done. Oh, no. Okay, sorry.
Well, the films
trying to make it sales here.
But if you come to the tribute, you'll be able to see things.
I thought maybe some of the things that you did.
I'm going to shout out your phone number again. Reservations and information is 323-851-7977. This is for Theater West. It's located at 3333 Cahuenga Boulevard, West Los Angeles, California, 90068. Please give them a call and pre-order your tickets.
February 10th.
Pre-sell.
And remember, if you want to see who the sneak superstars we have coming, go on our Facebook page.
Oh.
Ooh.
This is silence.
The superstars.
Theater West Facebook page or Betty West.
Well, anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming.
I'm be here with you.
I won't look.
Thank you so much. And we always look forward to seeing you. And I want to mention that please support Theater West all the time.
Thank you.
Give donations.
Live theater people. It's good for your children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I tell people, give donations because theater is the best thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Lee Merriweather, we have a little bit of tickets. So please buy them, and we thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And I have to do my music, and then
bless your
good
heart.
Night from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Good night from Los Angeles. You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.